18. The Complete Calvin and Hobbes. By Bill Watterson. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Complete Calvin and Hobbes is a collection of every comic strip from the popular newspaper comic by Bill Watterson. The book contains over 3,000 comics that span 10 years of publication, from 1985 to 1995. It also includes an introduction written by Watterson himself, as well as essays about his work and its impact on readers. The book begins with a brief introduction in which Watterson explains why he chose to end the series after 10 years. He talks about how he wanted to keep the quality of his work high and not let it become stale or repetitive. He also expresses gratitude for all those who supported him throughout the run of Calvin and Hobbes. The majority of the book consists of strips featuring Calvin, a 6-year-old boy with an active imagination, and Hobbes, his stuffed tiger companion who comes alive when no one else is around. Together they explore their world through adventures both real and imaginary. Alongside them are other characters such as Susie Durkins, Calvin's classmate, Mo, the school bully, Miss Wormwood, Calvin's teacher, and Rosalind, the babysitter. Throughout these strips we see themes such as childhood innocence, friendship between unlikely companions, philosophical musings on life's big questions, satire on modern society's foibles, all presented in a humorous way that appeals to adults just as much as children. In addition to the comics themselves, there are several essays included at various points throughout the Complete Calvin and Hobbes which provide insight into Watterson's creative process behind each strip. These essays discuss topics such as how he developed certain characters or storylines over time, what inspired him while writing, how he used color in his artwork, etc. Overall, the Complete Calvin and Hobbes provides an entertaining look at one man's journey through creating something special that has touched so many people across generations, and will continue to do so for many more years to come. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Calvin's imagination. Calvin's vivid imagination allows him to explore a variety of different worlds and scenarios, often with his stuffed tiger Hobbes as his companion. He often uses his imagination to escape from the mundane aspects of life, and to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 2. Calvin's relationship with Hobbes. Calvin and Hobbes have a unique relationship, with Hobbes often acting as a confidant and advisor to Calvin. They often have conversations about life and the world around them, and Hobbes is often the voice of reason in Calvin's life. Main idea number 3. Calvin's relationship with his parents. Calvin's relationship with his parents is often strained, as he often finds himself in conflict with them over his behavior and attitude. Despite this, Calvin still loves and respects his parents, and they often come to his aid when he needs it. Main idea number 4. Calvin's relationship with Susie Durkins. Calvin and Susie have a complicated relationship, often involving pranks and teasing. Despite this, they still care for each other, and Susie often helps Calvin out of difficult situations. Main idea number 5. Calvin's relationship with his teacher. Calvin's relationship with his teacher is often strained, as he often finds himself in conflict with her over his behavior and attitude. Despite this, Calvin still respects his teacher, and she often comes to his aid when he needs it. Main idea number 6. Calvin's relationship with his friends. Calvin has a close group of friends, and they often get into trouble together. Despite their mischievous behavior, they still care for each other, and they often come to each other's aid when needed. Main idea number 7. Calvin's relationship with nature. Calvin has a deep appreciation for nature, and often finds solace in the natural world. He often uses nature as a way to escape from the mundane aspects of life, and to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 8. Calvin's relationship with animals. Calvin has a deep appreciation for animals, and often finds solace in their presence. He often uses animals as a way to escape from the mundane aspects of life, and to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 9. Calvin's relationship with technology. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with technology, as he often finds it difficult to understand and use. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for technology, and often uses it to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 10. Calvin's relationship with authority. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with authority figures, as he often finds it difficult to understand and obey their rules. Despite this, he still respects authority, and often uses it to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 11. Calvin's relationship with his school. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with his school, as he often finds it difficult to understand and obey its rules. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for his school, and often uses it to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 12. Calvin's relationship with his religion. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with his religion, as he often finds it difficult to understand and obey its rules. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for his religion, and often uses it to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 13. Calvin's relationship with his hobbies. Calvin often finds solace in his hobbies, as they often provide him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He often uses his hobbies to explore the possibilities of the world around him, and to express his creativity. Main idea number 14. Calvin's relationship with his dreams. Calvin often finds solace in his dreams, as they often provide him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He often uses his dreams to explore the possibilities of the world around him, and to express his creativity. Main idea number 15. Calvin's relationship with his fears. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with his fears, as he often finds it difficult to understand and confront them. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for his fears, and often uses them to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main idea number 16. Calvin's relationship with his art. Calvin often finds solace in his art, as it often provides him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He often uses his art to explore the possibilities of the world around him, and to express his creativity. Main idea number 17. Calvin's relationship with his music. Calvin often finds solace in his music, as it often provides him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He often uses his music to explore the possibilities of the world around him, and to express his creativity. Main idea number 18. Calvin's relationship with his writing. Calvin often finds solace in his writing, as it often provides him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He often uses his writing to explore the possibilities of the world around him, and to express his creativity. Main idea number 19. Calvin's relationship with his philosophy. Calvin often finds solace in his philosophy, as it often provides him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He often uses his philosophy to explore the possibilities of the world around him, and to express his creativity. Main idea number 20. Calvin's relationship with his future. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with his future, as he often finds it difficult to understand and plan for it. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for his future, and often uses it to explore the possibilities of the world around him. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Calvin's imagination is a powerful tool that allows him to explore and create new worlds. He often uses his vivid imagination to escape from the mundane aspects of life, and to explore the possibilities of the world around him. With Hobbes as his companion, Calvin can go on wild adventures in his mind, creating stories and scenarios that are only limited by his own creativity. From battling monsters in outer space to inventing time machines, Calvin's imagination knows no bounds. His creative spirit has allowed him to come up with some truly unique ideas over the years, making for some unforgettable moments throughout the complete Calvin and Hobbes series. Whether it be through daydreams or elaborate schemes involving snowmen or dinosaurs, Calvin's imaginative nature is an integral part of who he is. It gives him a way to express himself without fear of judgment or criticism from others, something we could all use more of. Main idea number two. Calvin and Hobbes have a unique relationship, one that is based on mutual respect and understanding. They often talk about life, the world around them, and their own personal experiences. Hobbes is usually the voice of reason in Calvin's life, offering advice or just listening when Calvin needs to vent. Despite their differences in size and species, they are close friends who look out for each other. Hobbes also serves as an outlet for Calvin's imagination. He can be whatever character or creature his mind conjures up at any given moment. Whether it's a Tiger-Man hybrid fighting monsters from outer space or a wise sage imparting wisdom to his young companion, Hobbes always plays along with enthusiasm. The bond between these two characters has been described as one of the most endearing relationships ever seen in comics. It is clear that despite all their disagreements and arguments, there is genuine love between them, a friendship that will last forever. Main idea number three. Calvin's relationship with his parents is often strained, as he frequently finds himself in conflict with them over his behavior and attitude. Despite this, Calvin still loves and respects his parents deeply, and they are always there to help him when he needs it. He may not always agree with their decisions or understand why they do certain things, but at the end of the day he knows that they have only ever had his best interests at heart. When Calvin gets into trouble or makes a mistake, his parents are usually quick to forgive him and offer guidance on how to make better choices in the future. They also provide emotional support during difficult times, such as when Calvin was struggling with schoolwork or feeling overwhelmed by life's pressures. His parents' unconditional love for him helps keep him grounded even when everything else seems chaotic. Overall, despite any disagreements between them from time to time, Calvin has a strong bond with both of his parents that will last forever. Main idea number four. Calvin and Susie have a complicated relationship. They often tease each other, play pranks on one another, and generally act like they don't get along. However, beneath the surface there is an underlying affection between them that neither of them can deny. Susie has been known to help Calvin out of difficult situations more than once, showing her true feelings for him. At times it seems as though their relationship is based solely on antagonism, however, when push comes to shove they are always there for each other in some way or another. Whether it's helping Calvin with his homework or giving him advice about girls, which he usually ignores, Susie is always willing to lend a hand. In the end, despite all their bickering and teasing, Calvin and Susie share a special bond that will never be broken. Even if they don't show it outwardly very often, deep down both of them know how much they mean to each other. Main idea number five. Calvin's relationship with his teacher is often strained, as he frequently finds himself in conflict with her over his behavior and attitude. Despite this, Calvin still respects his teacher and she often comes to his aid when he needs it. For example, when Calvin was struggling to understand a difficult math problem, she took the time to explain it to him until he understood it. She also helped him out of a jam when he accidentally broke the school window. At other times, however, their relationship can be quite contentious. When Calvin misbehaves or refuses to do what she asks of him, she will scold him for not following instructions or behaving properly in class. This usually leads to an argument between them that can last for some time before they eventually make up. Despite their disagreements and arguments though, there is still a mutual respect between them that allows them both to move forward without any hard feelings lingering afterwards. Main idea number six. Calvin has a strong bond with his friends, and they often get into all sorts of trouble together. Despite their mischievous behavior, Calvin's friends are always there for him when he needs them. Whether it's helping him out of a sticky situation or just being there to listen, Calvin knows that his friends will always have his back. The group is also very loyal to each other. They look out for one another and make sure no one gets left behind. They share secrets and stories with each other, as well as jokes and laughter. Even though the gang can be quite wild at times, they still care deeply about each other. Calvin's relationship with his friends is an important part of who he is. Without them by his side, life would be much less exciting. Main idea number 7. Calvin has a deep appreciation for nature and often finds solace in the natural world. He loves to explore the outdoors, taking time to observe the beauty of his surroundings. Whether it's admiring a sunset or marveling at a thunderstorm, Calvin is always looking for ways to connect with nature. He also uses nature as an escape from reality. When life gets too overwhelming or he needs some time alone, Calvin will often take refuge in the woods or by a lake. Here he can find peace and quiet away from all of his troubles. Nature also serves as an inspiration for Calvin's creativity. His vivid imagination allows him to see things differently than most people do. This helps him come up with unique ideas that are rooted in his connection with nature. Overall, Calvin's relationship with nature is one of admiration and respect. He understands its power and beauty, but also knows how fragile it can be if not taken care of properly. This understanding drives him to protect and preserve our environment whenever possible. Main idea number 8. Calvin has a deep appreciation for animals, and often finds solace in their presence. He loves to observe them in their natural habitats, marveling at the beauty of nature and the complexity of animal behavior. Calvin also enjoys interacting with animals, whether it be playing fetch with his dog or feeding birds from his hand. He is fascinated by how different species interact with each other and how they can communicate without words. Animals provide Calvin with an escape from reality. He can forget about all of life's troubles when he watches a squirrel scurrying up a tree or listens to the chirping of birds outside his window. Animals are also a source of inspiration for him. Through observing them, he gains insight into himself and learns more about what it means to be human. Calvin's relationship with animals is one that is full of admiration and respect. He sees them as equals rather than mere objects, recognizing that they have feelings just like humans do. His interactions with animals bring out the best in him. He becomes kinder, gentler, more patient, and remind him that there is still beauty in this world worth fighting for. Main idea number 9. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with technology, as he often finds it difficult to understand and use. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for the potential of technology and its ability to open up new possibilities. He is constantly experimenting with different gadgets and machines, trying to figure out how they work and what they can do. His curiosity leads him on many adventures that involve tinkering with various pieces of tech. At times, Calvin's relationship with technology can be frustrating. His lack of understanding means that things don't always go according to plan. But even when things don't turn out as expected, Calvin never gives up hope or loses faith in the power of technology. He continues to explore its capabilities, learning more about it each time. Ultimately, Calvin's relationship with technology is one based on respect and admiration. He knows that there are limits to what he can do, but also recognizes the potential for greatness within it if used correctly. Main idea number 10. Calvin's relationship with authority is complex. On the one hand, he often finds himself in conflict with authority figures due to his difficulty understanding and obeying their rules. He can be rebellious and defiant when it comes to following orders or adhering to expectations. However, despite this tendency towards disobedience, Calvin still respects authority and uses it as a tool for exploring the world around him. For example, Calvin will often use his imagination to create elaborate scenarios where he is able to challenge the status quo or push back against oppressive systems of power. This allows him to explore different perspectives on life while also learning how best to navigate difficult situations that involve those in positions of power. Ultimately, Calvin's relationship with authority is an important part of who he is as a character. It reflects both his desire for independence and autonomy as well as his willingness to learn from those in positions of power. Main idea number 11. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with his school, as he often finds it difficult to understand and obey its rules. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for his school and the opportunities it provides him. He uses it as an opportunity to explore the world around him, learning about different cultures and ideas that may not be available elsewhere. Calvin also values the friendships he makes at school, forming strong bonds with other students who share similar interests. At times, Calvin's relationship with his school can be strained due to his rebellious nature. However, despite these moments of tension between them, Calvin ultimately respects and appreciates what his school offers him. He is able to use it as a platform for growth both academically and socially, allowing him to develop into a well-rounded individual. Main idea number 12. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with his religion, as he often finds it difficult to understand and obey its rules. Despite this, he still has a deep appreciation for his religion, and uses it to explore the possibilities of the world around him. He is constantly questioning what he believes in and why, trying to make sense of how faith works within his life. Calvin's relationship with his religion is complex. While there are times when he struggles to accept certain aspects of it, there are also moments where he feels comforted by its teachings. He looks at religious stories from different perspectives and tries to find meaning in them that resonates with him personally. He also takes solace in prayer during difficult times or when faced with uncertainty. Ultimately, Calvin's relationship with his religion is one of exploration. He seeks out answers but never stops asking questions. Main idea number 13. Calvin's relationship with his hobbies is one of exploration and creativity. He uses them to escape the everyday monotony of life, and to discover new possibilities in the world around him. Through his hobbies, Calvin can express himself in ways that he may not be able to do otherwise. Whether it's building a model airplane or playing an imaginary game with Hobbes, Calvin finds joy in these activities as they allow him to explore his own imagination. Calvin also enjoys sharing his hobbies with others. He often invites friends over for games or shows off his latest creations proudly. His enthusiasm for what he does is contagious and encourages those around him to take part in whatever activity he has chosen at the time. For Calvin, hobbies are more than just a way to pass the time. They are an integral part of who he is and how he expresses himself. They provide him with an outlet for self-expression that allows him to explore different aspects of himself while having fun along the way. Main idea number 14. Calvin often finds solace in his dreams, as they provide him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He uses them to explore the possibilities of the world around him and express his creativity. His dreams are a place where he can be free to imagine whatever he wants without any limitations or boundaries. Calvin's relationship with his dreams is one that allows him to explore new ideas and push himself beyond what he thought was possible. In addition, Calvin's dreams also serve as a source of comfort when things don't go according to plan in real life. When faced with difficult situations or challenges, Calvin turns inward and relies on his imagination for guidance and strength. Through this process, he learns more about himself and discovers ways to cope with adversity. Ultimately, Calvin's relationship with his dreams is one that helps shape who he is today. They give him an outlet for self-expression while providing insight into how he views the world around him. By embracing these dreamscapes, Calvin has been able to grow both mentally and emotionally. Main idea number 15. Calvin's relationship with his fears is complex and ever-evolving. He often finds himself in a battle between his desire to explore the world around him and the fear that holds him back from doing so. Despite this, Calvin has an appreciation for his fears as they can be used to push him out of his comfort zone and into new experiences. He also uses them as a way to challenge himself and grow as a person. At times, Calvin will try to confront or even overcome these fears by facing them head-on. Other times he may use humor or sarcasm as a way of deflecting their power over him. No matter how he chooses to deal with them, it is clear that Calvin recognizes the importance of understanding and accepting his fears in order to move forward. Ultimately, Calvin's relationship with his fears serves as an example of how we all must learn to accept our own anxieties in order to live life fully. By embracing our innermost worries instead of running away from them, we can find strength within ourselves that allows us to take risks and reach for greater heights. Main idea number 16. Calvin's relationship with his art is one of deep exploration and expression. He often uses it as a way to escape the everyday, mundane aspects of life and explore the possibilities that exist in the world around him. Through his art, Calvin can express himself creatively and find solace in its beauty. His artwork allows him to create something unique that he can be proud of, while also providing an outlet for his emotions. Calvin has found comfort in creating art since childhood, when he would draw pictures on walls or paper with crayons or markers. As he grew older, Calvin began experimenting with different mediums such as painting and sculpture. No matter what form it takes, Calvin's artwork always reflects his innermost thoughts and feelings. For Calvin, creating art is more than just a hobby, it is an integral part of who he is. It provides him with an opportunity to express himself without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Art gives Calvin a sense of freedom that nothing else can provide. Main idea number 17. Calvin often finds solace in his music, as it often provides him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He uses it to explore the possibilities of the world around him and express his creativity. Calvin's relationship with his music is a deeply personal one. He takes great joy in creating new melodies and lyrics that reflect his own unique perspective on life. When playing or listening to music, Calvin can forget about all of the stressors in his life and just focus on enjoying himself. Music also helps him to process difficult emotions such as sadness or anger, allowing him to work through them without having to talk about them directly. In this way, Calvin's relationship with music serves as a form of therapy for him. For Calvin, making music is more than just a hobby, it is an integral part of who he is. His passion for creating art through sound has helped shape how he views himself and the world around him. Through exploring different genres and styles of music, Calvin has been able to gain insight into different cultures and ways of thinking that have broadened his horizons. Main idea number 18. Calvin often finds solace in his writing, as it provides him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He uses his writing to explore the possibilities of the world around him and express his creativity. Through his writing, Calvin is able to create a world that he can control and manipulate, one where he can be free from any constraints or expectations placed upon him by society. His stories are filled with adventure, humor, and imagination, all things that help Calvin cope with everyday life. Writing also serves as a form of self-expression for Calvin. It allows him to express himself without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Writing gives Calvin an outlet for exploring difficult topics such as death, loss, and loneliness in ways that would otherwise be too uncomfortable to discuss openly. By expressing these feelings through words on paper instead of speaking them aloud, Calvin is able to process them more effectively. In many ways, writing has become a part of who Calvin is. It's something he turns to when he needs comfort or guidance. Writing helps him make sense out of chaos and find clarity amidst confusion, something we could all use at times. Main idea number 19. Calvin often finds solace in his philosophy, as it provides him with an escape from the mundane aspects of life. He uses his philosophy to explore the possibilities of the world around him and express his creativity. Calvin's relationship with his philosophy is one that is deeply personal and meaningful. He views it as a way to make sense of the chaos and confusion that can come with life. Through this exploration, Calvin has been able to gain insight into himself and others, allowing him to better understand how he fits into the world. Calvin also uses his philosophy as a tool for self-reflection. By examining different philosophical concepts, he can gain greater clarity on what matters most in life and how best to live according to those values. His philosophical musings have helped him develop a strong moral compass which guides many of his decisions. Ultimately, Calvin's relationship with his philosophy is one that helps shape who he is today, an individual who strives for knowledge while still maintaining a sense of wonder about the world around them. It serves as both an anchor during difficult times and a source of inspiration when things seem bleak. Main idea number 20. Calvin often finds himself in conflict with his future, as he struggles to understand and plan for it. Despite this, Calvin still has a deep appreciation for what the future holds. He uses it as an opportunity to explore the possibilities of the world around him, and to imagine what could be if he were able to make different choices or take different paths. He is constantly looking ahead and trying to figure out how best to prepare himself for whatever lies ahead. He knows that no matter how hard he tries, there will always be surprises along the way. But rather than being overwhelmed by uncertainty, Calvin embraces it as part of life's journey. Calvin's relationship with his future is one of both fear and excitement. While he may not know exactly where his path will lead him, he trusts that something good awaits at its end. His curiosity drives him forward into unknown territory, but also gives him hope that things will work out in the end. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.